You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is part two to a two-part episode, so if you haven't listened to the first part, for the full context, go back and listen to that one first. We also have some expletives in this episode, which may not be suitable for younger ears, and some drinks were involved in the recording of this, and some of the sound quality may not be up to par, but we do believe the stories are worth telling, and we hope you enjoy it.
And she's like, babe, wake up. And I look out the window, and the dogs are freaking out. She's like, but do you see that? And we open the window in our room. And legit, I see these three little kids. And I'm looking and I'm like, okay, they're just kids down there. And then I'm looking, their arms are almost on the ground. So they would appear at one end and you kind of hear them chattering. And then they disappear. And then they show up on the other side.
Roger had the camera up to his eyes, and he stumbled and fell. I rode across the creek, got off the horse, and took my rifle out of the scabbard in case I had to make a shot.
For 20 minutes with my spotlight, we watched these two creatures.
I'm romantic. I would like Bigfoot to exist. I've met people who swear they've seen Bigfoot.
It's a very ominous feeling. First of all, everything is one color. It's like a dark pewter color. There are no right angles anywhere. There was almost nothing other than a small foldable hatchway that looked recognizable. Everything was really unworldly.
The other option is that these entities are, in fact, hybrid beings. They are some sort of a hybrid that's coming in and out of our dimension.
My arm contacted him. He just fell back. Very unexpectedly easy into the other one. And I rolled off the table in the other direction. And they came around the table and the three of them were coming towards me.
She never mentioned that she heard mis hijos, which means my children.
Yeah.
But she heard wailing throughout that time.
Well, what a good way to attract anybody is wailing, right? That's what, like, you hear the stories of Bigfoot doing that. It's like sounding like a baby crying because it's going to get somebody to come into the forest.
Somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm. Somebody get attraction to something, you know.
Which brings me into the next story, which is the alien interaction that Julian and I had. But I guess I want to backtrack a little bit. The first alien interaction that I had was with my brother-in-law, so... Jesse Paul lived with us. He's my younger brother-in-law. We raised him. Julie and I raised him. And him and I always had smoke breaks out on the patio, right? Like, we had this house in Kearns. We always used to go out. And the patio was my, It was
like a sanctuary.
It is still my sanctuary. I'm an outside person.
We love patios, love balconies.
I love fires. My honey will tell you I love the shit out of just being outside. And Jesse and I, back in the day, I mean, we were super tight. Mm-hmm. And that's my brother's soul, even to this moment. And we were sitting out there, we're smoking, we're just hanging out. All of a sudden, we look over to the southeast side, and I live in Kearns.
Yeah.
And we're smoking, we're hanging out, we're having the best time. And all of a sudden, he goes, "Sister, do you see that ball of fire?" And I look over to my left, and sure enough, there was a huge ball of light that seemed like almost it was like a satellite. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, "Are you sure we're looking at something real?" You know, and he was like, "Yeah, I've been staring at it for a minute. Look at it." And I was like, "Cool." So I look. Well, it becomes this ball of fire, and this ball of fire splits into three.
Oh my gosh!
In a triangular shape.
Both of you see it?
And absolutely.
Yeah.
We're like, what's going on? And Jesse's like, "Sister, are you seeing the same thing?" And I'm like, "Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it." He's like, "This is so weird." And we're sitting there just looking at it, just amazed, like in awe of whatever's going on. Like, we didn't really think much about it, but we thought it was fucking cool. First experience. 2 months later.
But that ended, though. That experience,
it was cool. We saw this. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
2 months later, I always had a chisme circle.
Oh, no. That's a gossip circle.
Yes.
That's chismosos.
Yeah, like, chismosas. We're all getting together.
Dang.
No, but, so it was me, it was my sister, and my girlfriend, Sita. And we're outside, and we got this smoke circle, right? And we're just
having a good
smoking,
time.
Having a good time. We're, you know, chismeando. This is what happened in my week. And we're all taking turns, just talking shit about
that's
our,
it is, chismeando.
Our fucking, it's the chisme. The chisme is real.
Dang.
And it's funny because that's what we called it. We called it the chisme is real. And then we would go around just talking shit, right? Like, this happened to me today, blah, blah. So we're sitting out on the patio, and you guys, my patio, it is my sanctuary, is it not?
Your guys' new place, though. This is a different place.
This is Loder Drive.
Okay.
No, it's after Loder Drive. We lived in the next house we moved into.
Where is that at?
West of where we lived when me and you hung out.
Okay, gotcha.
So, I have to tell you really quick, this new place where we lived, we had a field, junior high field, behind us. So, we were out there, right? And me, Sita, and my sister were smoking, we're having a good time. All of a sudden, we see this super bright light to the left. And all of us are looking at it. We're like, this is such a weird light, right? We're all like talking about it. We're like, this is so weird. It's like flashing. It's not. Is this an airplane? Is it not? I don't really know what's going on. And we're all having the same conversation together, right? All of a sudden, this huge ball of fire disappears.
Why is it always a ball of fire? That's crazy.
And so all of a sudden we're all questioning our sanity. We're like, did we really see that? You guys, I look up right above where we're hanging out, and this ball of fire is right on top of us.
Ooh.
And I look up, my sister looks up, my girlfriend Sita looks up, and we're all looking up, and we're almost amazed, like dazed.
What did you see?
By this energy.
It was just a ball of fire?
It was just a ball of fire.
So it
was just a ball of fire.
Like a big Super Mario Bros. Fireball. Like,
well, boom. And the biggest thing is that we had noticed it before, right? On the far left side. And it disappeared. So we're like, okay, maybe we're just tripping. Like, maybe this is just a figment of our imagination.
Yeah.
Or just a plane. Like something stupid, right? But then we all look up and this ball of fire is above us. And I just remember looking down and I look at my sister and her eyes are filled with tears. And I looked at my girlfriend Sita and her eyes are filled with tears. And I am full of tears. And we all have this consensual, like, feeling that we shouldn't be there. Like, all of a sudden, we look up and we're like...
So it was, like, fear tears? Like, a little bit of fear?
It was fear, and it was, like, we felt something. Like, I will be honest with you, to me, it felt like they wanted to take us. Like, I just felt like, I see you, I know that you see me... We see each other.
It's weird because these stories come up sometimes, but, like, usually they just take them, you know? And there's...
That's what I was going to ask.
Like this, too, where it's like, they don't take you. So it's weird.
Well, that's what I was going to ask is, like, what do you think the reason behind them not taking you? Was there, like, a permission factor there where it's, like, it's
kind of weird? I think so, because I think that I am very strong in that way. Like, I'm very... in tune with my body and my spirit where I'm like, no, like this doesn't feel right. But I don't know if that happened with my sister and my girlfriend. All I
know were all crying the same way.
Is that we're both like all of our faces we're tearing up. And you can remember this. We ran inside so fast. Most of the time we're out there like smoking, right? Like we're having a good time.
Everybody's happy coming in, right? But everyone's crying.
No, we came in so quick like and so scared.
Yeah.
You remember this? And we came in and we all had tears in our eyes. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. But something out there wants to take us.
Let me ask you, like, maybe you won't know, and I don't know if you'd be willing to do this or not. Like, what's it called? The regression where you...
Past life regression, but they also do, like, past trauma.
Hypnotic regression.
That's what I'm saying. Right,
been through. Would you be, like, eventually, because who knows, maybe...
Absolutely.
Maybe, I would, too. Because
here's the thing, like, time gets weird when you're dealing with alien situations. They mess with your mind.
Yeah.
Like, my parents think... something to you. My parents think they got abducted when they were driving back from Wendover, because they had, like, it was a three-hour... time slip.
Delay?
And their friends were at Wendover, and they took 3 hours to get there,
like,
longer.
Where are you guys at? It's 2 hours later. You guys drove the same time as us, but you're not here.
And they thought they were driving normal the whole time.
They didn't stop anywhere.
So my thought is, and we've had, if you guys listen to one of our episodes, we think we had some weird situation happen to us on our birthday that one time.
Alien stuff,
Well, you guys got that cabin up there, you know, you're like, Tabiona.
But it makes me wonder, like, if you have, like, a regression, maybe you guys did, maybe something already happened.
I think.
And that's why you were crying, maybe something already happened. And they were dropping it back off, who knows? You know, you forgot about it or something.
You know, it didn't feel that way, though. Like, it felt like... it was so raw, like, and we were all feeling the same thing, like,
same
just
emotion.
That heaviness. All of us, when we went inside, I remember being like, what do you guys feel? And my sister was like, we knew that we were looking at them. Like, we had this, like, telepathic connection.
All three of you felt like prey. You knew there's a predator ready to snag you.
That's pretty much it. That's right there.
Oh my God.
But when you guys were crying, was it just a reaction to, like, let's say when you're chopping onions? It wasn't like that.
No.
Did it feel like there was more of an emotion there?
It absolutely. Right,
gotcha.
Like,
gotcha.
It was, and we couldn't even explain it. I think that's the biggest thing. It was like we were overwhelmed. With this emotion that we couldn't explain to one another.
Yeah, everybody knows.
All we knew is that we all felt the same thing, right, babe? Because you weren't there and we all came in. And I remember Jillian being like, what's wrong with you guys? And we were just like, oh my God.
It's the same. It's the same as this, like a hunter, like your husband here has hunted in the past. If you're hunting big game and you're around a place where you've told me some stories actually already, where you've run into bear and stuff like that. And I think when you're running into stuff like that, it really humbles you. Like, yeah, we're predators in a way. Our eyes are looking straight. We're not looking sideways. We're not prey.
Right.
But at the same time, we don't have the same tools that something that's way bigger, that's in the wilderness, that we know we're in their domain. We don't have all the answers.
We need guns and tools.
When there's a predator like that around, and you're still a predator in a way, but you're prey to them at that moment.
You're prey, yeah.
They can climb a tree a million times faster than you, all these things. So your life will flash before you, and you are going to feel fear, like all those things. And I think maybe that's what you felt.
Right. That's scary. I think the thing is that
freaky.
We all felt the same energy and a consensus. Like, it wasn't just me. It wasn't just a feeling that I had. It was a feeling that my sister had and that my girlfriend had together. Mm-hmm.
Before you guys even talked about it, all of a sudden you all had the same feeling before you guys talked about it.
Yeah. Right.
We're all crying.
Right.
Even... So what happened after that? Did it just go away?
It went away. Like, it wasn't a thing. I will say, I think this is after the experience that Julian and I had together. Is this the long arm thing
coming up?
Yeah. It was.
It's
so
scary. It's like building up so much.
I know, right?
Shaking his head back there. I'm like, no, that's scary.
I'm feeling like I'm about to watch. I'm feeling like I'm about to watch like Insidious 3 or something. Let's see that dark entity like lurking in the freaking, I don't know.
I want to box that guy, by the way.
That little demonic character on that.
Yeah,
Vicky's tough.
Uppercut.
Until they were in the back, she wasn't saying that.
I will tell you guys, the house that Julie and I owned had the backside to it was a school field. So it's a school field, actually the middle school that I went to school with. And it's the track, like the gravel track, right? That's behind you. That's the house we owned. I was pregnant with Sophia at the time. I was probably about 6 months pregnant, and we had our big dogs. Our backyard faced my junior high's track field. And there were times where kids would, on the weekends,
would run around the track or whatever.
Yeah.
Do stupid shit.
Kid stuff.
This was on a Wednesday, but I remember we were sleeping. All of a sudden, I hear a ruckus. We didn't bring the dogs in because it was summertime. And so we let the dogs sleep outside during the summer. We had a dog run. Their dog run had a roof and it was all set up.
A nice setup one.
I just remember waking up. It was about 2:55. And I woke up and I went downstairs. And I remember the dogs were freaking out, like, along the fence. Julian's always woken up super early to go to the gym. So, you know, I didn't expect him to wake up at that time. But I did. And I remember coming down the stairs because it was a multi-level home. And I remember getting up to the sliding glass door, and you guys, something yelled at my soul.
Yelled at your soul?
It was like, don't open the door. I swear to God, he was asleep. At this point, the dogs are freaking out, right? So I go downstairs, I go to open the door, and all of a sudden I hear a voice like...
In your conscience.
Yes.
Don't open
the door.
Did it sound like Keanu Reeves for some reason?
The dogs are freaking out. And I'm like...
No, you guys. So I go to open the sliding door. Even then, I ignored my gut feeling.
Ew, you just opened the door?
And I opened the door just a little bit.
And you're like peeking.
No, all it takes. You guys, I heard this voice yell at me. Shut the door. I remember shutting the door and I locked it. And I ran upstairs, and I was pregnant with Sophia. And I remember, I'm like, babe. And he's looking at me, he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I know this is going to sound crazy. Yep.
Half asleep.
Yeah, but then she's like, hold on, guys. But look out the window. And I was like,
stop, something's going on. And he goes, babe, go to bed. And I was like, no. I need you to hear me.
I
went downstairs and something yelled at me, like in my heart, that I couldn't go outside. Because the thing is that I was going to go and put the dogs in their kennel.
Yeah.
We had a dog run. Whatever was happening.
Was it a male voice?
It was a male voice that was like, stop, go upstairs. And that's what I did.
And that was super powerful?
Yep. And so I came upstairs. I woke Julian up. I remember being pregnant with Sophia. I was hella fat.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm very skeptic.
She's always been like, it's good to have these goats.
Yeah, and I'm always the conscious person.
We like to have those friends around because it's good to have that.
But what if, right? And she's like, babe, wake up. And I look out the window and the dogs are freaking out. She's like, but do you see that? And we open the window in our room. And legit, I see these three little kids. Like
three little kids?
No, yeah. three beings.
Like, three people, like, out in the middle of the track, right?
And I'm like, hold on, when you say beings, like alien size?
Hold on. Hold on,
let's get it going.
They're about four feet
tall. Yeah,
but then I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, they're just kids down there. And then I'm looking, their arms are almost on the ground.
They're longer.
And I'm very skeptic. And I see it, and I'm like, hey, do you see this? Like, their arms are almost dragging on the ground. She's like, I'm telling you, it's not right. And then all of a sudden, they disappear. And then they appear on the other side. And then, they're not in a sense, they're kind of laughing, but can't really hear what they're saying. And then they're walking, and their arms are legit almost dragging on the ground. And I'm like, and the dogs are freaking out, and I'm like,
wait.
Holy shit. What do we do? Do we go get the dogs? And she's like, but you can't open the back door. And I'm like, shit.
You got your gun ready just in case.
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on? Because I've never seen something that shows up and their arm, like, it looks like a little kid. In a sense, you can't make out their face or their body.
This is
so their
creepy,
arms
though.
Are on the ground. Where your wrists are on the ground and their heads were kind of a little fatter.
Kind of bulbous a little bit.
Yeah, but so they would appear at one end and you kind of hear them chattering and then they disappear and then they show up on the other side.
It was
but they're
chatter.
almost kind of laughing
chatter.
In a sense.
Was it like
almost like they're messing with you, right? Because you're sitting there and you're like, well, what is going on? And they just kind of keep appearing. Who is this? This isn't a normal person because nobody has arms that long, right? Like, I'm not an idiot.
This
I've
is
been
tough right now.
It's
wild, dude.
Dude, but I'm telling you, and I looked at her and I said, do you see that? And she's like, their arms are on the ground. I said, holy F, okay. And finally, I couldn't take it. I'm like, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to go out in the back. And she's like, you can't. You don't open the door. And I'm like, but something is not right. And the dogs are freaking out. I end up going out there, and then
crazy.
All of a sudden, it just disappears. They disappear, the chattering disappears, and then all of a sudden, the dogs are super calm.
It's quiet.
They're just like, no, we're good.
It was weird.
And then, so everything is
weird.
Good. Yeah. I grab the dogs, I bring them inside, I shut the door, and I tell Vicky, what in the hell was that? And she's like, told you something around here. And I'm like, okay, I'll give you that.
Dang, this is crazy. Okay, so really quick, let's back up a little bit. So, these kids, per se, in your mind, because you're...
Yeah, it was a Tuesday during a time
early.
That... Well, it was
no
during
normal
a
kids
time,
are up at that time.
No.
Where, you know, like, you don't have high school kids doing pranks or middle school kids. Like, it was during a time where
a weird
kids
time.
Are supposed to be...
Well, let me ask this.
So, you guys knew the proportions were way wrong.
Yeah,
right away,
like...
You knew
when
that
you
from
see
the
them,
start.
They're about 4 feet, and I'm like,
when
okay.
When you see the
and
so you're
like,
that's wrong.
And in my head, I'm like, oh, well, they're just kids messing around. But then I look closer, and that's not right. And then I look closer, and their heads kind of go up. Not to a point, but they were super taller than normal head.
Like,
for me, it was the arms. If you're walking and your wrists are dragging on the ground and they're chattering,
well, let me
you can't
ask
really
you.
Hear what they're saying. They're almost like a joking
and
kind
we
of laughing.
I couldn't understand what they were saying. I thought that they were kids. But at the same time, I was like, wait a minute. Why would kids be awake on a Tuesday night? Like, we're not, this isn't summertime. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
so
not.
So really quick, two questions then. The fireball thing that you guys were having over your heads, how long ago was that from this incident? Do you remember?
Months.
It was months, okay? Second thing, the creatures that you guys saw, the little kids with their super long ape arms, did they have any hair at all? Do you guys remember?
No.
You couldn't see any hair.
No.
It was almost like just
a
silhouette, right?
Yeah.
But you can
silhouette.
See their body, but you can see their and that's
arms.
What threw me off. Because at first I'm like, there are kids out there messing around. And I woke up, my eyes start focusing. I'm like, okay, I see them. And then I'm like, hold on. And their arms are dragging on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's not normal.
But why? So
well, and their heads are elongated.
So,
like they're
so no hair,
just,
no hair. Was there color at all? Do you guys see color at all?
No.
No color.
No,
it was a silhouette.
It was silhouette, but you could still make out
hear.
A full body. So let me ask
you.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, they were almost laughing. And so the first time I said, did you see them move?
And she said,
like,
no. Probably.
Well, no, they just appeared.
Just poofed, yeah.
But they're kind of, like, chattering the whole, almost like a laughing.
Yeah, like a hyena, but, like, in a little kid
playful.
Way.
Like
playful.
Like,
playful
in a
playful
like, nothing made sense.
What are they trying to say?
And I'm so
And then they disappear, and they put her hair, and I'm like,
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm.
Did you guys record anything at all? Like
no. At this point,
you don't think to do that. Sometimes, like in that moment, you just don't think to pull out your phone.
I didn't think
you're in shock.
Well, for me, I'm like, I'm hallucinating right now. And then, but I'm like, I'm awake. Well,
when I woke him up, literally, he was like, "You're tripping."
Yeah.
Were you not? He was like, "You're tripping balls," and I was like, "Babe, I am sober. I'm pregnant."
She's like,
"Number
just
one,
look out the window." And I was start
like,
looking.
"Look out!" Because we had a multi-family room,
like three levels or something.
It was
so
like
we were on
ground,
the very top.
We were here.
So I opened
there
the
was
window.
Here.
I could see straight down.
We could see into the field because the Jefferson Junior High field was right behind us. Like, and I believe the Kennicott is a. I do. I believe
it wasn't that far, right?
No,
Kennicott's close.
Kennicott is so close.
I've been down there now at my new job. Uh-huh. I go to the Rose Canyon area and all those places.
God.
There's a creepy vibe out there. There's something weird.
I told Julian, don't ever take me to Butterfield Canyon.
Let me tell you guys this. I was talking about something that's connected to Bigfoot, okay? And I was making an observation based on a podcast I was listening to. And I said it out loud on a Facebook post. About how they travel really quick and all. Same kind of thing you're talking about, the aliens.
Right, these creatures.
And all of a sudden, a military helicopter flies right over me and stops right about where I'm at.
And taunts me
for a minute and then takes off. And it was when I was listening to that, right after I did that video.
Fight it was that I had my honey experience that with me
because I'm super skeptical, right? I believe, and that's even more.
I went downstairs and you guys, I went to go pull that door, sliding door, because the dogs were freaking out. And I tell you what, it was like a spirit yelled at me. Do not open this door. I heard that voice. And I went upstairs and I told Julian about it and I was like, babe, this is something weird that's going on and we both got to experience it. So that's the one story.
What is it about, like, the sound they were making that made you think they're laughing at you guys? Because I know we don't understand.
The same thing too.
We don't understand communication.
Like a chattering. Almost like they're trying to draw you out, like, hey, we're friendly. Because it was almost like a...
Yeah.
Just,
It was a childish noise.
It was almost annoying to the point where I'm like, well, I'm going to go out there and yell at him.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you can't go out there. And I'm like, well, why not?
So what did you guys feel from them? Were they natural or did they feel not natural?
No, I felt out of this world. Super weird. Like, you see them, you hear them, it wasn't natural. Feel like it's not right, but at the same time, you feel like you have to go out there and kind of yell at them or figure out what it, because you see the unknown and you want to know. What is it?
So people that get on ayahuasca, right? That whole like drug situation and they meet their demons in this crazy world. The demons are usually, or demons, I guess, are problems in their own mind. The things they're trying to fight are usually jesters, and the jesters are making fun of them. They're laughing. They're doing these things.
Yeah.
So this whole time I've been hearing this story, I've been thinking,
that's a good point.
With them poofing back and forth, I'm like, I'm just saying, like, to you guys, I'm just trying to connect it. Maybe. And again, I'm just throwing this out there. UFOs, when they leave the atmosphere, they don't. You can find so many videos of satellites seeing no UFO leave this freaking atmosphere, and then they go into the water. A lot of people say they see them come out of the water.
Most people say it makes
me wonder if they're like from this dimension. So are these aliens not really from outer space? Are they actually jesters? Are they actually these creatures from in this world?
To me, I felt like they were trying to draw us out. It strikes that curiosity side of you, and you're like,
come out, what is that really?
And you want to go see it, and they kind of chitter-chat, and you're like, okay, now I kind of want to go out there. Vicky's like, well, no, don't go out there. Like, you can't go out the back door. And I'm like, well, why not? Like, now I want to see what is going out here.
Dude, this is might have been the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's so freaking weird.
It is so weird.
So strange. I can't say it's alien. I can't say it's UFO.
The only other thing crazier than that is when we went camping in the mountains.
Let's hear that. Let's hear that real quick.
Yeah.
So we're in the wall tent. She's pregnant. It's super hot. It would have like a stove inside the wall. Yeah. So I put too much wood. It just has 8-foot walls. It's a big square. The middle goes about 12, 15 feet in the air. Yeah. I threw too much wood in there. I didn't have the flute set right. So Vicky wakes me up.
You're smoking out.
Yeah, she's like, it's super hot. The smoke's come out. And I'm like, crap. So I jump out. I'm used to being in the mountains. I don't care.
I love it.
So you sleep like this.
Yeah, I'm in my underwear.
In the mountains.
Like that. I go running around the wall tent, and I'm flipping up the windows. Well, I come back.
Yep.
And then I come out, and Vicky comes out. She's like, what is that? And I look over. There's this black-looking demon thing sitting in the bushes. And it's just looking at us, but it's crouched down. Crouch. And Vicky's like, what is that? And I turn around, and I see it. And I was like,
I don't see it.
And then all of a sudden, it's gone. And I was like, what was that? And so I start, so I go get my gun. And I start walking around the wall tent. I'm like, I mean, I've been in the mountains. I've grown up in the mountains all my life. I've never seen something black crouched down with eyes looking at you, almost like in a pose of where they're just kind of observing, right? Not like I'm going to attack you. I felt like it was definitely it wasn't inviting. It wasn't like, and they're not there to
physical.
Just.
It was 100%. Physical, though.
But also, like, can you describe it?
I remember like it was black super skinny, four legs, crouched down to where it was like inverted into itself. But then its neck was looking up at us, almost like if you've ever played, what's that zombie game?
Like Silent Hill or...
Exactly, like Silent Hill, and you're walking through the house, right? And you got these little animals or these little demons that are kind of crouched. So they have the legs, their body inverts into the legs, and then their head kind of tweaks up, and it's looking at you.
Yeah.
So I come out of the wall tent, and I'm like, what? And I look over, and I
look
over...
like this, but black?
Exactly.
Yes, oh, what? Fuck.
And I look over and I see it and I'm like, I look over and I'm like, what the? And all of a sudden it's just
because very skinny. So round head, no spikes.
No spikes. No.
Just long, skinny arms.
Yeah, and just kind of down. And it was just kind of like this.
It was crouched.
Were the eyes reflective like that?
So I walk out and I could see its head, its body, its arms inverted. And I could see it was looking at me, but you can see their face, like the outline of the head. And I walk out and Vicky, and right, I didn't notice it. I come out of the wall tent and Vicky's like, babe, what is that? And she points, and I look over, and I'm like, what in the hell? I've never seen that.
So this without glowing eyes?
Exactly, yep.
Dude.
It's a rake. I don't know what they are. I think they're vampires, maybe.
Like cave-dwelling vampires.
Yeah, I said, we're not going out of this thing until the sun comes up. Oh, it was...
I'm glad you had guns with you.
Well, and that was my alien experience. I was pregnant with baby Jay.
Yeah, but you had the orbs. That's totally different.
Yeah. And that's the worst. Like, when your wife is pregnant, and you see something that you almost feel like... it's coming for something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you're here because she has a baby inside of her. What are you looking for?
It was just weird because I felt that.
Made you more vigilant.
Like, I gotta go pee. And I remember trying to wake him up and you were asleep. I know you're not gonna admit this, but you were asleep and I was like, God damn, like, I really gotta go pee. And right away, when I came out, I felt energy to the right of me.
And that was the thing.
And I remember looking over and it crouched down and it was like this. And I turn around and I still feel this energy. I run inside and I remember waking Julian up and I'm like, babe, something is outside the tent. And he came out and he's like, something is outside.
Yeah, my dad has a buddy, old school Mexican dude, went up in the Uintas, and he's like, one day I was camping, he was all by himself, pitch black. He's like, he said it was about 11 o'clock at night. He's like, all of a sudden, it turned to day. He's like, I could see as far.
So he lost time.
Like
6 hours of time or something.
He was like, as far as I could see, it was day. He's like, and he's like, and I remember looking around thinking, what the heck? What time is it? Like, he was getting ready to go to bed. It all turns light. He's
also,
looking
it's like
around.
9 in the morning.
Yeah, he's looking around, and he goes to check the clock, and all of a sudden,
Boom.
Pitch black. And then it went back to nighttime. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, this is like an old guy that has no reason
to say stake in this. Yeah. Why would he lie?
Well, no, dude, the guys I listen to the most are hunters because, like, they're the most real guys.
And you know what's funny? They don't want to give up hunting. So this is what happens with hunters. When they hear a rake story like you guys saw, or a Bigfoot or a dogman.
Yeah.
So they're humble. They're not going to give up on this.
Right.
And that's why you got to believe them the most, because they're out there. Well, they deal with it every day.
Even Julian, like, he's had so many experiences and.
Yeah.
Well, even like, the guy I was hunting with at that time, he wouldn't sleep inside of a tent. He would sleep in a sleeping bag next to the fire.
Why was that? So back in the day, he was
in the army, and they would deploy him to go get cadavers out of the forest. Yeah. And that was his job.
Dead bodies out of the forest.
And so he was not right
there. All screwed up.
And I always used to be like, Charles, come sleep in the tent. And he'd be like, I'm fine out by the fire. And he was probably 60-something years old, and he'd just sleep out there.
Until
Bigfoot thing.
Until the cows came through.
A cow come running through the tent, and he starts yelling. I come running out with my gun. He's like, oh, wait, it's just a cow. We're good. I'm like, dude, can you come sleep in the tent, please? He's like, I'm good out here. Well, in his mind, he's like, nothing can hurt me. A lot of us, like, we're afraid to sleep out in the open.
I'm afraid.
He goes into the deep woods, and we set up camp. And this motherfucker just sleeps there.
Here's the thing. If I didn't know or believe that there's, like, Bigfoot and all these weird things out there, I could sleep in the woods easy. Because it's just bears and cougars.
Well, this is the benefit of naivety.
Because I know that shit's out there. You know?
That's the benefit of naivety. If you don't know what's out there, it's okay.
Yeah.
But when you start seeing stuff like that thing you saw, now you're like, wait a sec.
Rake is scary. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I think it's a freaking vampire.
Like, thing for me.
You're not alone in that. There's a lot of
stuff. A lot of people see those things. There's a guy in Arizona. He was driving into his freaking neighborhood. He thought he saw a cougar in his yard, perched. Because
they have
in
the same colors.
Kind of tan like that. No, it was one of those things.
Hunched over.
Just looking at
attacking his garbage can and then kind of looking over at him. Like, that's not a human.
Most people are not going to believe that, right?
Yeah, with those alien creatures.
I believe what I see. For me, I'm like, if I see it, I believe it. And so now I've seen it and I'm like,
there's something there.
There's something there. Yeah.
Do you know how much credibility that helps for our side? Like, when it's a hunter.
Our side, us three.
A hunter's person
who says. The supernatural belief.
Like you, who's like, no, I gotta see it to believe it. I love people like that. That's why I want to talk to hunters, to, like, know those guys, like, rangers.
The dudes that, so many park rangers have had so many experiences.
Oh my God.
And they can't say anything until they retire.
Julian is saying, like, we experience things together. Like, it's not like it was just me. I woke him up.
That's powerful
and he was
stuff.
Like, what the fuck?
You guys had,
like,
that experience together.
This is crazy.
There's no denying
you know?
That. Like, you know what I mean?
That's I can't be like, you're crazy. Because I'm like.
Well, and we had, when we went to Duchesne with those dudes from Paranormal Portal, it's another podcast group.
Oh, yeah.
And that was crazy. Me and him were like, man,
we're telling me about this.
Like, we're driving 40 minutes to get to our property, and we're talking to these guys, and they're idols of ours. Like,
they're like,
you know, we didn't think we'd ever be friends with them.
Years, you know?
And now we're friends with them, and we're hanging out with them, and they're coming to our property, and we're like, okay, we're 40 miles away from Skinwalker Ranch as the crow flies, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, this is awesome. This is going to be so great. And we're like, is it going to be so great? Hopefully something happens. But it's a weird place. The Mesa's crazy.
I walk up on this freaking, like I walk up to do EVP recording by myself, and it's like, I'm not getting much. Nothing's there.
Yeah.
And I'm like walking up, and then I come back down, and Jaren and Brent from Paranormal Portal, Jaren's like looking at me like, because he's filming, and I can tell the way Jaren's looking at me, like, stuff's going down.
I'm like, you've been missing out so bad.
Yeah. And I come back down, and like they have this flashlight that's like, you know, you have to turn it.
The twist flashlight.
Right? Like,
the mag lights, the little ones.
Yep.
Literally, he's asking questions, and this thing is turning on by itself.
So
it's
what he does is he sets it up so it's where it's very sensitive, right? So if you barely twist it right, it turns on. If you twist it left, it's off, right?
Yeah.
And so he puts it in the setting, and he leaves it there, and he says, hey, if you want to communicate with us, turn on the light.
Say yes.
And then they'll turn on the light.
So bright.
If you want
to. And nobody's touching that thing.
Filmed it. Eventually, they'll post it.
It's crazy.
But besides that, though, it was really cool. But then also, the Mesa, the entire Mesa was glowing.
the whole time we were out
there.
I
believe
so it. So when we filmed, they brought their binoculars out, and he's like, this place is enchanted lands. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
And
right,
I'm like, I'm
right.
telling you guys,
it
this
is
land
enchanted.
Is crazy.
It is.
And they
but
saw the
guys,
mountain, they're like, it's glowing.
It's
I don't even
crazy.
Know how to describe that.
It's wild. I will say, I think the aliens are really trying to help us. Like,
yeah.
I think that they're really coming in to our lives because we're woke, number one. Finally.
Well,
yeah.
I would say help, but I feel like they're trying to communicate.
There's four of us in this room, and everybody votes. You think they're trying
right.
to help?
I think they're trying to help.
You think you're a little indifferent?
Yeah, I feel like they're trying to communicate, but I don't feel like they're coming full power.
Do you
like,
think? Well, no. Do you think they're coming?
Okay.
Do you think they're coming for resources here to farm us?
I think they're
Are
trying
we
to
hybrids
help.
Of them?
That's what I think.
I think
they have DNA in the game. I think they helped create us in a way, in some way.
So every time an animal, we go to kill a calf or a cow, maybe, and I hope this is right over being maliceful just in general. I'd rather them just have an actual purpose to
yeah.
come after. My thought is they have skin in the game, DNA. They're intrigued by our digestive systems.
They also
and
don't have
sexual
reproduction
parts.
Like we do.
And
understand.
Our blood has power, which is
yeah.
the Jesus thing. Has
blood.
Jesus' blood, the blood
yeah.
of Jesus.
Yeah.
Anytime
they're
see
blown
Jesus,
away
they,
by that.
They run, they fly away.
So my
Isn't
thought
the
is.
Right?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, so my thought is, okay, they're coming, they have skin in the game. We get scared because we wake up in an operation room in a spaceship and
it's
you're getting
like
operated
you're not,
on.
You didn't,
yeah. Right,
you
right,
didn't
right.
But maybe
it.
It's really not maliceful. You know? They're just doing studies.
It's not consensual,
and then
though.
But it's not consensual. And then they're going to drop us back off.
Right.
So that's what I think. I think I'm kind of with all of us. But it's kind of like what she's saying where they're just trying to be helpful.
Maybe.
If we have skin in the game. I don't know. If they
yeah.
have skin in the game. But we'll see. I don't know. It's a weird
But it's
thought.
Also very intrusive.
Very
it's
intrusive.
It's not like a...
They do it out of
hey,
the pants
can
our will.
We work together? It's
no.
a... I'm going to take...
Like,
I'm going to take
I'm
your
gonna,
ass.
Well,
so
I think they're more like scientists. They're going to do what it takes to get their findings to figure
right,
out
yeah.
where they move forward.
But I also think that if we can keep our minds open...
Yeah, totally.
We could
we
probably, like, transition into whatever plan is going on,
yeah.
right? Because you guys, even though there is ETs and they're more knowledgeable than the rest of us,
yeah.
there is a reason that they want to be a part of our life.
Right.
And I think is we're powerful, but we don't know
how to
hone in to that power.
That's
like
a very good point.
We have something that they don't
very
have.
Very good point. I think
but
right.
besides
and
just the supernatural side,
yeah.
we're
right,
physically,
right. Well, we
we're physically
all,
foreboding too.
But no,
yeah.
you guys really like it's, it is so crazy because we've all gone through supernatural experiences. And
yeah.
I experienced something supernatural when I was camping. I came out the wall tent and there was an entity to the right side of me that was crouched down.
The rake.
And he was like this and I could not look at it, but I could feel its presence and I was not going to allow
it wasn't good, right?
to take my energy away from me. We both saw what we saw that day. Like,
oh, yeah.
it was in the field. We could hear chattering. We saw an entity
yeah.
disappear into the tree line.
Do you guys both agree then, like, sight is the most important sense of ours?
Nope, not
no, I
for
feel
me.
Like what you feel is
feelings,
more powerful.
Feeling's more
so
powerful.
Yeah. Feeling,
yeah.
yeah.
So that's, so there you go.
You
it's like you walk into a house and
that's,
you can feel
that
like,
was my point,
energy,
though.
Right?
So that was my point, is
yeah.
like, there's so many people that are skeptics, and I get that, and I understand that. Sight is important.
Mm-hmm.
But a feeling, when you have that feeling and you know in your heart, when you hear that that still small voice, which was a powerful voice
when
that
you're
day.
You're listening to your
but
person. Like,
that voice that told
you,
you don't
to
open
to
that door.
Don't open
it's
door.
Because you were ready to hear it and it was a feeling. It's so much more powerful than just sight.
Let's forward 3 years. We go and his cousin in Montana says, come on over. Okay, cool. Like, let's go over, blah, blah, blah. He takes out this little sheet of paper and he's like, this is mine, this is yours. We're all doing acid. okay, cool. So he just breaks down the pieces of paper. We all take a little sheet of acid, right?
It's like a little piece of paper, right?
It's just under a little piece of paper, yeah. We've done it before. It's all good. Psycho. We're sitting there. We had the best night, like, the entire time.
It was great for a while.
No, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It's like 4 o'clock. We're getting ready to go to bed. Like, obviously, you know, we've been partying all night.
Yeah.
We're at the hot tub, and all of a sudden, a streak of lights. It goes from here to here, and we're all outside because we're having a bonfire.
Yeah.
And we just see, like, a streak of lights. We're all high as fuck. We're like, oh, like, did we
just shows up, and then it just kind of splits.
Yeah.
And then it just sits
we're
there.
Like, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're probably all high, whatever.
What the heck?
Then all of a sudden, this huge ball of light just appears on the top, and I will send you guys the video because
yeah.
I
guess have video of it. Nice.
Yes, all right. I do.
We'll have to post it.
She was like,
"No, I do." It just came right up above us, and it was the most beautiful ball of light. Like, I didn't feel afraid. I don't know if you did, but
it was very, like...
It was inviting?
Yeah.
It was very captivating.
I hear that sometimes, too.
Like,
do you?
Oh, yeah.
I remember waking up and feeling like, take me up. Like, I'm good with this. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We really honed in on that vibe, you know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I will say we're all high off on acid.
Yeah, but...
But also, we all saw the same thing. And I have video. I think that's the
video is the back it up thing.
Like,
yeah.
in the video, I muted it. Because in the video, I'm like, I think we're tripping. La, la, la. But
I
didn't want people to think that the only reason we were seeing this was because we were high, right? Yeah.
Well, man, we had some freaking amazing stories here.
Yeah.
We could keep going because they have amazing stuff. I will say that we might have to do a part two at some point. This is probably going to be a part two anyway. This might be part three. We might have to do a part three. But I appreciate you being here, Vicky. And, of course, Julian showing up here towards the end.
Yeah.
Man, stay spooky. Stay on the train, you know. Train to nowhere. Train to whatever we want to call it because this is supernatural as it is. This is the most supernatural one we've had in a while. So it's been awesome, guys. So thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us, guys. Like, honestly, this is awesome.
We appreciate it.
Late again, and I can see the world crumbling in front of me. All the while, it's open wide, and I. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.